119 Afternoons with Aaron here on KATE Radio, AM 1450, 81 degrees, and we're going to talk about our state-bound Tigers. I'm sure you heard, but if you haven't yet, Albert Lea, head in the state in baseball for the first time since 1969. You do the math, that's a long, long time. 52 years, and the manager of our Tigers, Sean Gaston. And Sean, a good afternoon, and congratulations on punching that ticket to the state tournament.
Oh, thanks, Aaron, for having me on. It's been a wonderful last couple days, just getting to see all the excitement and energy in town. And I'm so proud of the boys. I'm so glad they're going to have this experience in their life.
Let's break down the two games on Wednesday again, hoping for just one. But when you wait that long, 52 years, if you got to play a second game to get it done, you got to play a second game. First game, Byron came out. They knew they had to pick up a win. 8-1 victory. Give us some thoughts on game one, because the Bears definitely came out as a team that, again, their backs were against the wall, their season was on the line, and you got to tip your hats to them in game one.
Oh, no doubt. And I think a lot of it started right away with their guy on the mound. Number eight for them, Letsy, did a great job throwing the ball in game one, just pounded the zone and was able to change speeds, and that got us off. And I think that sets the tone, puts them in a strong position right away for that game one. And I thought Blake Ovi and Trevor threw the ball well. They took good swings. They drove balls into the gaps and got their runs. And in many ways, Aaron, it just felt like it was one of those games where it sounds bad, but we weren't destined to win. I mean, I can't think of another game. It was actually something we talked about with the boys between the games. So I told them, close your eyes, think back to all your baseball games. Can you think of a game where you hit three tailor-made double play balls? I mean, it was like hitting fungos to the yep. middle infielders. And two line drives that should be extra base hits. The third baseman snags one. The right fielder jumps up and snags one. And sometimes it's just one of those things where, hey, the game is going against you today. Fortunately, we had gotten our way through the winner's bracket, so we had a game two to go with. So a lot of credit to Byron, how well they played. And as much as 8-1... felt like a blowout at times, and it felt like we weren't in it. There were some other times you look back and you're like, man, one hit here, and all of a sudden it's 8-4, and maybe we're playing our way back into it.
Sean Gaston, head coach, Albert Lea Tiger baseball team, with us here on KATE. Before we move on from game one, I got to ask you, how hot was it on the field for game one? And was your team in the first base dugout, was there sun beating on you guys during that opening game?
Oh, no doubt. It felt a little bit like one of those little stone, oven chimney things that you put out on your patio is what it felt like in there. It was toasty, and as soon as the boys got out there, they commented on it. And I'll give our guys credit though. They just kept going. There wasn't a lot about it. I mean, they knew it was hot, and in fact, a lot of times I think a couple of them commented, "Coach, it's much better out on the field. It's better to be out there." And you can cool off a little bit, but it was warm, and I think we saw it with both starters too. I think both Blake and their guy ground down in that heat, and it got to us a little bit faster, and it makes it harder to battle back when you're baking as well.
I noticed that Byron, being the top seed, they're in the home dugout, they're in the shade there for game one. You guys, like you said, kind of in the cooker. The good news is the clouds moved in, a little bit cooler for game two. Let's talk about the big one. And here, to me, the big thing was scoring first, because anytime you got to chase a team, especially in a do-or-die game, that's important. You guys got a big run the top of the first, and Byron never took the lead. But let's start there. You're up 1-0. You're up 2-1. Your team made sure to keep control on the scoreboard, never giving up the lead. And in that big a game, that is so important, I think, especially mentally for the kids.
No doubt. The ability to stretch a lead is such a comfort factor versus having to rally nonstop. And I mean, I think you could see that in game one where they came out and struck first, and then you're playing from behind all the time. You just feel pressure. You feel this weight on you to try to get base runners and try to get a big hit. And when you get a 1-0 lead, a 2-1 lead, even though it's small, you can play that small ball game. You get one guy on, you can move them over, you can steal a base. And then if you play one more, you stretch your lead and you just feel better each time. Your pitchers can have a little bit of margin of error. So without a doubt scoring first. And I think in many ways, even scoring that one run back in game one, it just broke the ice too. We didn't get shut out. We've got something on the board. Everyone can relax. And now we can go up there and just put together good at-bats.
Head coach of our Albert Lea Tigers, Sean Gaston, talking about game number two. And your team went up a 5-2. Big bases clearing, a double by Henry Agum. I mean, the crowd was great all night, but that really got everybody fired up.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. The energy picked up. You could feel it in the stands. You could feel it on the field in the dugout. And going back to our talk pregame, you mentioned where the top of our lineup had a little struggle. Sections, and we got him when we needed. Those guys at the top of the lineup really stepped up, and the thing that was great was the bottom stayed strong as well. And Henry's a classic example of he had gotten some hits in section, but that was a huge one. Later on in the game, we're going to get a big hit from Jack Gellinger. Brendan Bakken stung the ball all night at the top of the lineup, so it was one of those things where the law of averages kicked in, and those guys at the top who've been swinging so well all year long got their swings in and made them count while the bottom guys kept working. So I think also, building up to that 5-2 lead, you start to feel, even as they closed it down and tied it back up, you still feel like, wait a minute, we scored three in an inning. Like, we can do it again. So I think that was a huge boost for us.
Bottom of the seventh, I talked about this yesterday, a play that, looks pretty basic in the scorecard, but Blake Alvey deciding to go to second when they attempted that bunt, trying to get the go-ahead run or the winning run to second base that, a base hit there knocks him in. To me, there were so many key plays and so many key hits throughout game number two, but that one, I still circle it because who knows what happens if they're able to lay down a successful bunt.
No, and 100%, that was, in my mind, and our coaching staff talked about on the bus ride home, that was the play. And there's a lot of factors of Blake coming in late in that game where he was a major plus. But I think, honestly, in many ways, he might have been the one guy of our pitching staff who can make that play. And that's no knock on our other guys. Carter and Jack and Trevor, all through, good athletes. Blake's made that play. I think that's about the third time this year where he's popped off the mound, sealed a bunt, thrown that guy to second. He's got the confidence. He's got the ability to do it. And it's a dagger to a team. You burned it out and you got nothing out of it. And it allows you to pitch without that guy in scoring position, that pressure, that one little ball through the infield is going to score the go-ahead run. So, no, without a doubt, you're right on it, Aaron. That to me was the game. Once that play happened, we go in with some momentum. He's fired up, and we can let the bats work.
Top of the eighth, you mentioned the bottom stayed hot, and then the top really turned it on in extra innings. I think it was Cody Yokiel who had the double to lead things off, and then the top of the lineup just smashed the ball. I think a Blake Alvey had a double that scored a couple in, or maybe a base hit, but it was a four spot in the top of the eighth. And again, you knew the game wasn't over, but you get four runs in the top of the eighth. That stress had to drop just a little bit going into the bottom half.
Oh, it does. It does. And, think about that top half. I can't think of a bigger at-bat in a player's career than what Cody Yokiel did. And we chatted before his at-bat, and I'd given pretty strong instructions where you just need to burn six pitches. At that time, their number one was back in it. He had six pitches left, and we can get through him. We felt confident we could get to their bullpen. And, Cody gave me a minor cardiac event by swinging at the very first pitch. And I'm thinking, man, you're making this tough on yourself to burn six. But he burned six, and not only that, I've got to say it, I can't imagine that it does much for your morale when your number one's last pitch that he can throw in a game is a double in the gap. You get nothing out of his last inning out there on the mound, no outs to play with, and I think that set the tone for us scoring that inning. And then to be able to roll into the bottom of the eighth, Blake still had some pitches left, but yeah, with a four-run lead, what you feel comfortable with is we can trade hits for outs at this point. Like we can give up a little bit here, and we can play our defense back the whole time and things like that. It just makes getting three outs not easy, but it makes it easier.
Absolutely. Sean Gaston, the head coach, the Albert Lea Tigers. We're not done talking yet. Sean, if you'd hold on for just a couple of minutes, we're going to hit a news update at the bottom of the hour and continue our conversation if that works for you.
Sounds great.
1:32 here at Kate Radio. Thank you to Sean Gaston for hanging through that news update as we continue our conversation about the victory on Wednesday against Byron. Teams up 9-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Again, we're in extra innings. They get a couple guys on. There's two outs. The moment it was hit to Jack Jellinger, talk about how you were feeling at that moment, because you knew he makes the play. This one's over.
Yeah. You know, the last drill we did as a team was we put every one of our guys in their defensive position, and we played the scenario of you've got two outs, you've got to make the last play, and we had guys mock up celebrations and everything. And we played that one, and we made a big deal about now no one needs to go into the game not having practice finishing off sections. And today at practice, in my mind, I'm actually thinking, like, I feel like that's what we watched Jack do, is charge a ground ball and deliver a strike on the run. It was hit. And as much as you know it's an out, you still just wait and you wait. And then it was euphoria after that, Aaron. It was a lot of fun. And just watching the boys celebrate and know the work they put in and everything they've done to bring that victory back home to Albert Lea was huge.
It's so awesome that you guys practiced how you would wrap up the section title, because if you think it or you dream it, it can happen. And that's what happened on Wednesday night. Tigers going to state. And talk about the celebration. I saw many pictures of the team, and I also saw pictures of the team with parents. I think the moms had a picture and the dads had a picture. I mean, this is such a big deal to those kids and the families. And, the support it takes from, the rest of your family, takes from the fans, the commitment that these young men put in to this program, it all came to, the ultimate ending. It's not over yet, but the ultimate goal, getting to state. Talk about the, the 20 minutes on the field after the game.
It's a night that I hope that none of us ever forget, and that, you're right, you're talking for some of our seniors, it's been 12 years of ball, 12 years of, mom, dad, throwing balls for them so they can hit, playing spots, cleaning the uniforms, driving them around, cheering you up after the bad games, all that stuff. And to get to see them come together and celebrate something like that, it's just an awesome feeling. I was very lucky to have my son at the game, and I got to be out there with him. And, it's a moment that I know I will never forget, getting to share that with my son Jackson, and being out there and just getting to talk some baseball. And he's a positive young man, so he's telling me, Dad, I knew you were going to win all the time. I told him, your heart handled it much better than mine, I think. So, this whole time, Aaron, it's just been so exciting to watch the town get behind it. And I'm excited not just for Albert Lea baseball, but I'm excited for Albert Lea athletics in general, because we have a lot of programs. We've made a lot of progress these last couple of years and getting close. I mean, we had girls hockey get second place. We had basketball in a section championship, during that COVID stretch. We've had two other teams this year. You know, dance is building up, and all these groups. And so it felt like for us to finally smash through a door that's been there for half a century. My hope is it's a surge that continues for everyone.
Absolutely. Tiger fans agree with that statement, and the hope is there. Again, Sean Gaston, the head coach, Albert Lea Tiger baseball team. And Sean, does it sound like that the brackets, again, there's seven teams already in for Class 3A. We're waiting for a Section 2 to finish off things today between a Marshall and Mankato West. Brackets coming out Sunday? That sound right to you?
Yep. It sounds like probably about midday Sunday, yes.
Okay. Do they do it like they do it for other state tournaments? Do they see the top five and then randomly draw for the bottom three?
That seems what the policy is going to be. So we, as coaches, we submitted all of our information. We get to explain, these are our big wins, these are our losses. And usually a nice little box there where they give you the opportunity to explain why you lost these games.
Okay.
So one of my coaches actually joked and said, well, you should say, well, we shouldn't have lost any of them. You can come up with all the reasons why. And in my mind, I look at it as there's going to be eight teams left in our class. That's eight good baseball teams. We'll draw whoever we're going to draw. And, I have a lot of faith in our boys that we're going to go out and compete our butts off. And that's all that matters.
I like that the team has to campaign for their spot. That's awesome. I think that's pretty cool. I would love to read the letter that you sent in to the Minnesota State High School League. Sometime on Tuesday, you'll be at the Mini-Med in Jordan for your quarterfinal matchup. Now, this year, there's no consolation bracket. Am I right there? You have to win the first one to get two more?
You do. You do. So you're either playing one or you're playing three.
So the way things are set up, Tuesday, if the Tigers would win, they'd be in the semifinals the next day on Wednesday. If they would lose on Wednesday, you got a third-place game still on Wednesday. If you win, you're in the state championship a week from today at Target Field. Did I get all that right?
That's correct.
So that's the quest to get to Target Field. And when it comes to preparation, Sean, before we let you go, and I appreciate the extended time this afternoon, what do you guys have left when it comes to practice and preparation before you head to the state tournament? Do they do any kind of a meal for the guys the night before? How does this work for baseball?
Well, you know, we're sticking as much as we can to our normal practice, keeping those routines, and got the kids back into it today. We gave them yesterday off, got together as a team, and just had a little bit of a celebration. And, you know, winning any time is not easy. Winning a section is, as we know, it took us 52 years. It wasn't easy. So, we took some time to celebrate that. We got back to work this morning, and we'll get back to work tomorrow and Monday. And I think we're trying to get together a little send-off, and we'll be able to get that information out to people once we know what our schedule is like for Tuesday, once that seating comes out. But, you know, more than anything, this prep is, you know, talking to the guys and saying, listen, you accomplished a major, major milestone for our program. You accomplished a goal that many of you have had for years. But that doesn't mean you need to stop. When you make one goal, let's go set another one. And in our eyes, the big thing we're trying to say inside our program is, why not us? You know, honestly, there's 8 teams left. Why not us? We've beaten good teams. We've played other good teams tough. I mean, I think that, you know, even going back to that Mankato West team, Mankato West is one of the best 3A schools in the state. And, you know, it's a 9-2 game, but we were right there with them the whole time, brought the tying run up multiple times throughout that game. I think it's a chance for us to really show to ourselves that we can play with anyone in this state, that we have the athletes, we have the baseball players to play with anyone. And I think we're excited, and we're going to get after it on Tuesday.
Freeborn County, Albert Lee is all ready for Tuesday. We'll have the action for you here on KATE. We'll talk more with Sean coming up in the pregame show on Tuesday. Again, it could be in the morning, could be in the afternoon. Midday Sunday is when the brackets come out, and by Monday morning sports, tune in around 7:30. We'll have the complete bracket for you as we get ready for action from the Mini-Met on Tuesday, Class 3A state quarterfinals. Albert Lee taking on somebody. We'll find out again on Sunday. Sean, thank you so much for the time. Have a great weekend. Keep enjoying the glow of winning the Section 1 title, and we'll talk to you on the pregame show next week.
Aaron, thanks for today, and thanks for everything.
Sean Gaston again, the head coach of our Albert Lee Tigers, here on Afternoons with Aaron. It's 1:40. We got your weather forecast coming up in just a moment. Want to thank Sean for the extended period of time, but so much to break down from Wednesday's game and just the excitement around the city of Albert Lee. So many people called in yesterday, you know, just happy the broadcast was on, and they're excited. So many people are excited. The whole town is ready for state baseball coming up on Tuesday. And here's the thing. If you're going up to the Mini-Met, you have to get the tickets online. Tickets are not available at the gate. They're doing a touchless system. I'm sure it's probably something on your phone that you get scanned when you come in. Go to the Minnesota State High School League website, mshsl.org, to find out more information on how you can purchase your tickets for the game on Tuesday for Albert Lee at the Mini-Met. mshsl.org.